Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more. Like more flavor to go with all the flavor. A refreshing drink after climbing 6 flights of stairs to a walk-up apartment or standing in the subway station in 100-degree heat. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
See, sometimes when we actually really harmonize, the Zoom cuts each other off because it thinks we're hitting the exact same note with the exact same tone.
Yeah, Zoom panics. It's like, it's a fight. A fight has broken out.
Yeah, Zoom actually has this installed so that friends and family can't get in arguments.
I'm sure you've all experienced it. There's always a technical glitch right when you're about to curse someone out.
You understand.
You understand what we're talking about. Chris, how the hell are you?
How the hell am I? I'm ready to get back out of the city.
Yeah. Oh, is it hard?
It's just, I don't really, I don't know how to put it, you know? I'm like, I don't want to be like, I don't like the city anymore, but kind of.
Well, a city needs hustle bustle. So when there's no hustle and bustle, you're like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Where's the city? It'll come back. It'll come back. It just isn't back yet. And that's okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. Other than that, I think I'm going to go back early next week. I'm hoping.
Perfect. Yes.
But yeah, that's really all I have going on.
I love that.
You know, I haven't been sleeping at all.
Wait, that's not good.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
You don't close your eyes? What happens at night?
No, I try. I just lay.
Ugh.
Last night I was 4:30.
Just laying?
I was laying till 4:30. And then I woke up at 7:30.
Oh.
But you know, that's the price you pay for being a creative.
Ugh, I think that's very true. That is the price of a creative, is lack of sleep and normalcy. You know?
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Yeah, your mind just
needs to wander.
It needs to wander a little bit. And
give it some space.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
How are you?
I'm good. I literally put makeup on and straightened my hair because my sister was like, I'm coming over. We're going to a weed dispensary. And I was like, let's do it. And I was like, if you think I'm not
maybe
flirting.
Maybe I'll meet someone.
That's what I said. I'm like, I'm flirting with a male clerk there so hard.
And they're so nice. I love a dispensary.
Let me
clerk.
Explain to you something. Look at this shirt. If you think I can't get cleave out of this, you're crazy. Okay.
Oh, I can see the cleave from here.
Thank you. The right move. I'm open. So what I'm saying is I was going to go. I was going to flirt my head off. You know, they say, you know, you want to have friends in high places. And I wanted that literally. So I wanted them to be high. Although, have you ever flirted with a guy who's high and they don't get it?
Yeah, I think, I'm sure there's about 30 guys out there telling that story about me.
Aww.
That wasn't meant to be sad. That was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, joke.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, I was ready to go flirt my little ass off. And then my sister came over. She's like, I have too much work. And I was like, why did I put on makeup?
You should just go by yourself.
Wow, maybe I should. I'm scared.
Where is it, though?
It's in D.C.
Is it legal there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's legal to buy or something. It's legal to sell. It's something you can't. It's something very weird. You can sell and grow in D.C., but don't smoke it. And you're like, excuse me? But then you're just like, I'm just going to look at it.
Can you buy it?
Yeah, you can buy it. So I was going to go and buy some stuff, and then now we're not going today, so.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it was such a letdown. I'm not going to lie.
Jesse, I want to get into our first segment because yes. I want to talk about something in it.
Please, please.
Okay, guys, it's time for... I love
that for you.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm loving.
Okay, please
because
do.
Because I think you're going to be excited.
Okay.
I finally started and have binged the first season and almost all of the second season of Selling Sunset.
Yes!
And I want to chat about it because...
Okay, here we go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
No, it's consuming. I just watch it like on repeat. Like, I just watch it all the time.
I want... A, to be a realtor.
Yes, I B, know.
I want to know. We should be writing Selling Sunset.
Why
I
aren't mean, we writing it?
I find it very hard to believe that it is not written.
It's scripted.
At least partially.
Has to be.
And there's one part when Chrishell sells a house or something, and then Christina's like, not so bad, new girl. And I'm like, who wrote that?
Who
what 1999 rom-com writer wrote that? Christine has been cast as the Regina George.
Yes, 100%
of Selling Sunset, and I'm obsessed with it.
I love it.
I know you're not gonna like this opinion because I heard through the grapevine that you don't like her, but I kind of have a soft spot for Heather.
You do? Why?
In season one, she seems like sad. She had an energy that I'm like, she needs a hug.
Here's the thing. If I ever tell you that I'm attracted to my boyfriend who is missing teeth and I find that hot, something's wrong with me. Check me in somewhere, okay? I'm not kidding.
But he's hot. Did you see him?
He's missing teeth, Chris.
He has fake teeth there.
Okay, but she says that she thinks missing teeth is hot.
Well,
that's
she means that like he's
to
like
say.
Tough. I think it's more crazy.
You've seen when anyone attacks Heather's boyfriend that she literally goes off the deep end.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she'll kill you. She seems fun, and then it's
well,
like
the thing
she'll
is,
cut you.
All of them, with maybe the exception of Chrishell, and Maya are terrible people.
Yes. I mean, let's talk about Davinia, who I find
Davina.
I don't want to say her name. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. I find her, I don't even understand her as a human.
Yeah, she's the goddamn worst.
She's the devil.
I don't know where she came from. And then I was like, maybe she's not in season two. She's just like starting, literally this is Davina. Okay, ready? Like,
yeah.
I just like say it how it is because, you know, I just, that's what I do. And, you know, I just really hate your face and that's just who I am. And I'm not being a bitch just because I'm being honest. Like, I just think that your face is like naturally super fucking ugly. And
you can't tell me to like your face. Like, that is something that like, it is personal opinion, like no offense. And like, I just find your face like repulsive. Okay.
I don't know why you're like reacting so aggressively.
You're really
because
aggressive.
I said something so simple as I think that you're fucking ugly and you should kill yourself. I don't understand why you're acting upset by that.
You're raising your voice, and what I'm saying is jump off a cliff, okay? like when she speaks, I'm always like, what in what world? Wait until you get to season three. Wait.
I'm obsessed also with Maya and her like constant making of jokes, but no one understands them.
Yeah, it's the best. Maya's like maybe everyone's favorite. Like, she's just so great. I would hang out with Maya. You know what I mean?
And I have such a soft spot for Israelis. I've worked with Israelis for so long, and usually they are very difficult to work with and work
famously.
For like notoriously. That is true. Just because Israelis have a very like straightforward
style
way of communicating. But I feel like she's very light on that way. Like, she's not what I thought. And then Christine, I mean, like, if you could draw a cartoon villain. When season two, episode one started and she gets off the private plane,
I gasped. Yes.
Because number one, she looks literally like a Barbie.
I keep saying she's like Erica Jane's daughter. Like, I just can't not see Erica Jane every time I see her.
She looks like if Erica Jane and Jeffree Star had a child.
Truly. That is exactly.
And she's always wearing like 9-inch pumps.
The episode, barely able to move.
The episode where she has to walk down the stairs backwards.
Yeah. and she'll do it. I love that the editor chooses to keep that in too. I'm like, thank you.
I live for it. Yeah. And then the two brothers.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, is this a, are you guys having sex?
This, and you know, those two are a really great example of short guy syndrome. Like that is a
Napoleon
really
complex.
It's a lot of everything happening there is like, what is happening? You know, I just, they would scare me. I don't understand them.
Yeah. And then Mary.
I don't. Mary.
Who cast Mary? That's my question. Mary auditioned. She thought it was just for a small role on the show, I'm assuming.
Right. Oh, sure.
And they were like,
or Jason was like, Mary too.
Oh, and Amanza. Okay. Everyone loves Amanza.
I do like her. Yeah.
I don't know that I love her as much as everyone else because I just watched the episode where she's supposed to cover for Heather.
Yeah. Oh, you are Team Heather.
In that, I'm 100% Team Heather. Do not say that you will do a favor and then not do it the day of, or the literal, just like, you know, the moment of.
But Heather is
Heather.
She embarrass Heather. Heather is a secret bully. Heather's literally like, somebody do it. I can't go. Can you go?
Well, it reminded me very much of working in restaurant. Like, you're like, please, I need this. And then I think that's why, because as a, when I would manage the restaurant, say, yeah. You were, I was like, Jesse is covering my shift, and then you yeah. don't show up, and then I get a call. I'm like, how am I supposed to ever
right.
believe that you're going to cover the shift again, and now I'm this, and then you tell the client that it's because I'm at a fucking child's birthday party? Amanza.
Now, that wasn't good. I mean, she really did have word vomit, but I probably would have done the same. I come in hot and I would be word vomiting my
See,
ass
I'm
off.
So like, apologetic.
How about the highway? So sorry. By the way, I slammed my head into, is the bump for, forget it. But yeah, if you look in the back, and I'm so sorry again, I had anal last night, so my ass hurts. I'm sorry I said that. Like, truly, I don't know. I would just be, I'd be like, help.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for her when she comes in. She's just so.
She's also like not a realtor. And all of a sudden.
Right. And she's notoriously late to literally everything. Everyone's like, she's always 30 minutes late. Like that's who. I mean, I forget what season Jason's like. You literally can't be late again. And she's like, okay, got it. Like she's just late.
See, that is a type of person.
Yeah, it's a type of person.
It's a type of person that I personally
hate.
I don't hate, but I'm like, you need to get it together.
Yeah,
or
you need
text.
To
text. She could have texted Heather. She doesn't have this guy's number. Oh my God, I'm stuck. I'm so right. sorry. I'll be here at this time. Right. I just, come on, Amanza.
I know. It's not her greatest moment, but again, I feel like Heather is a complete nightmare to work with.
I mean, I
would
that.
Have. I know if Heather came for me at that dinner, it would have ended with me being like, then I will never help you again. Okay, this will never be a problem again because I will literally never help you. That's what I would have screamed at her. I would have to.
And I would have been like, okay, that's fine. Then I will never right. help you. And I will
great.
Ruin you in this town, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's,
that's how quickly I would. Oh, and then Christine is just the fakest hoe I've ever seen. When she's like
yeah.
holding, she does this with all of them where she'll like have these really tender moments and you can tell it's like so fake. When she's like, you're yeah. really strong, Amanza.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
so strong. And I'm like,
she's like, you don't need to apologize. You do not listen
to
me.
You're doing a
Look
great
at me.
Job.
Look at me. You do not need to apologize.
Like, yeah. I know that person. And I'm like, no, you are trying to win me over because you're about to use me for something.
100%. Even whenever she tries to get Chriselle to forgive her, she's like, Chriselle, I miss us. Like, I miss. And
that Chriselle, one time we went out.
Yeah. Chriselle's like, us? Who? We? You've tried to ruin me. She's like, can we put it behind? Come, please. I miss us. Girl, I miss us. It's just crazy.
Also, the amount of times they all say babe is... Hi, yeah. babe, all of them, the boys, the girls.
Babe, it's everyone's favorite.
So anyway, I'm loving Selling Sunset.
I love that. Wait till you get to season three. Oh my God, Christine's wedding. You're going to
I've watched all the photos. I've seen some videos on Insta. I'm obsessed. You know I would do that shit.
I do know that. If it doesn't snow at your wedding, I'm going to be like...
If an Ice Queen themed wedding is not what the doctor ordered for Fat Carrie Bradshaw, a black dress...
I know.
Like a rich, kind of ugly husband. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, watch him transform too.
Well,
when she gets off the plane, it's like, who's that weird kind of tech guy with like a kind of stomach with her? That guy doesn't show up to the wedding, okay?
Ugh, that's
he's not there.
Well, I love when she's talking about how she buys her Louis Vuitton while he's sleeping so she can delete the notifications from his phone. She's like, some people call it fraud. That's what love is.
Yeah, exactly.
Even at the very beginning, when like the first episode, I think, she's talking to Amanda about something and she's like, I mean, I don't even like you or consider you a friend, but I think that you're right in this situation. And she just says it like we're having a conversation.
MBJ.
And then Amanda's like, wait, you don't consider me a friend?
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
No.
I'm like, they earn those paychecks. And you know Christine's only becoming more and more unbearable with the fame.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Every time,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine being hit with that ponytail. It has to be 75 pounds.
It is insane. That is some upkeep.
I can't imagine. It's Ariana Grande style, really.
If I was Chrishell, I'd cut off her ponytail.
Wow, that's a great point. That would wreck her.
And I'd be like, what?
I'd be like, oh my God, oops.
So, I don't know. Do I want to be on the show? 114%.
Yeah, definitely.
Jesse, we need to get really rich. And then someday when we're buying real estate, I'm calling the Oppenheim group. And I'm going to be like,
absolutely.
I want Maya.
Yeah.
Or Chrishell.
Yes. Oh my God. I would even take a meeting with Davinia or whatever her name is and Chrishell and have them compete. And then I'll be like, it's a joke. It's definitely Chrishell. I would never work with the devil.
I love also when Christine is like in her confessional, she's like, wait, I'm just like, I feel like Heather doing a math equation right now. I'm just so confused.
Yeah.
What are you loving, Jesse?
You know what? And by the way, I do love that. And I don't know if I said it, but I love it.
Thank you.
So I actually watched this movie with my father the other night, and it was called Richard Jewell. And let me tell you about it if you haven't heard. Have you heard?
No. I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is.
I believe directed and produced by like Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
It is about, so in the 1996 Olympics, there was a bomb. Like a bomb went off at like a park, okay? And it's about the security guard, because this man was sung a hero because he was the one who noticed the bomb and then called the bomb squad, and then the bomb squad was like, yes, this is a bomb, and then he tried to clear people out anyhow, and he was a hero. And then it got, you know, we found out later that the government, it was like, oh, maybe he actually is, he planted the bomb. Like, you know, you watch those serial killer things where a lot of times they insert themselves. So, and you know, in a lot of these investigations and such, the police are really manipulative. Especially if you're not, I won't even say like the sharpest, because truly I will admit that I am an idiot when it, like, I trust authority to the point where police would absolutely abuse me. I can't imagine if they're like,
just
say that, just write this down and say that you did it, and girl, we're gonna let you leave. I'll be like, oh, I don't know why I thought this would incriminate me. Like, I really would fuck up.
Wait,
left and right.
You're being honest with me, right?
Oh, that's crazy. Sure, I'll say it just to say it. Like, they lie so much and they trick so many people. And so it's about this guy's story, because, you know, later on we find out he did not do it. He was a hero who was then, you know, by the media just portrayed as a complete villain and almost had his entire life ruined. And so I watched it, and not only did I become obsessed with like the reporter and the story, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, what is wrong? And you know who else is in it?
Who?
Oh, I knew his name and then I forgot it. Who's the guy who's in Mad Men?
John Hamm.
Yes, he's in it too. He's hot.
Yeah, he's a hot piece of meat.
Damn it. And Olivia Wilde as well.
Oh, wow.
She's the reporter. It's great.
I love that. I would watch
it. Thank you. Thank you. I actually think you should. Guys, Richard Jewell. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, I like that.
I did cry. But you know what? I love to cry. You know that about me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. When's the last time I cried? I don't know. Oh, probably watching Glow Up, that makeup show I talked about the last episode.
Yes.
I always cry at that stuff.
Wow. I got to watch that. I got to watch season two.
What else am I loving?
What else are you loving?
I'll tell you what, Jesse. I've been getting myself a nice bottle of Pellegrino.
Yes.
Sparkling water. I get the glass bottle.
Yes.
Sometimes I have two in a day. And you know what? They're about $2.50 each. Yes, that's $5 on water. But I feel like I'm working at a startup. Okay. I feel like there's kids whizzing by me on skateboards.
Yeah.
People are playing toss across. Sitting on beanbag chairs. That's what I feel like.
Yes.
So it makes me feel young, dumb, and full of hope.
Hello. If a drink can do that, you better drink it every day. I literally love that. And that's the end, because not only do I want a seltzer now, holding glass, for some reason, it's a power move. You know what I'm saying?
It feels wealthy.
It feels very wealthy. It's heavier. We know that. It's a weapon if needed. I like to know that. You know, I'm not holding like a freaking bottle. What do you call those even?
I don't know. What's the
brand? Braggs or Briz?
What are you talking about?
There's a seltzer brand that's in a bottle. There's a lot. The point is,
I think most seltzers come in bottles.
They really do. But it's plastic. The point is, first of all, glass is better for you than plastic. We know that. Glass is a weapon. We know that. Glass is literally rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Christine is holding a plastic seltzer bottle? No.
Never.
Never. She's drinking out of a glass. And I hate to tell you this, I think she has a straw. So maybe she straw and you're a DM.
Because her lips have always just finished being done.
And they are red. I mean, it's normally red. Yeah, she doesn't do a nude lip, you know? Ever.
Which I love. I love a bold lip at all times.
I love that too. I love that.
I've been really into like a brown lip. A gray lip. I like
in the summer.
Anytime, bitch.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
My lips don't know it's summer.
But mine do.
Christine with like an overdrawn brown lip. Come on. And like a cheetah print outfit. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I could see that working for her. I don't know if it would work for me, but
it'll work for you.
It'll work for me. I think it'll work for me. Okay.
It's all a mindset.
It's all a mindset. Okay, so what am I loving? Let me explain to you something. Okay, can I tell you something?
Always.
Okay, So yesterday I found out all my stomach issues are because of stress. I just, my body actually starts attacking itself, which is like super cute and sort of fun and quirky. So I was talking to my parents about like the things I have to do, which one of them is go to therapy. And then the other one is like maybe find different hobbies so I can look forward to something. And so I was talking to my parents and I was like, I want to be good. Like, what's something I could be good at? Okay. So me and my parents, picture this, are brainstorming what their favorite middle child could be good at. Okay. We're throwing out possibilities like golf.
And they're just like, God, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Well, your brother is really good.
He's good at stuff.
At everything.
You know that. Yeah. And my dad says, and actually I did burst out laughing. It was one of the funniest things I think he's ever said. But he was like, I was like, what's something I could be really good at that like I could improve on? And my dad was like, dating? And we all laughed and I said, he's not wrong.
He's not, but I mean, you've been trying.
Chris, I try so hard and then I can't help that I do get discouraged and then I end up taking like a full sabbatical break. But my parents are like, don't quit, don't stop, keep going. Like, how's it going? And I'm like, oy, oy, oy.
Oy, oy, oy.
Like, literally, oy.
Let me tell you something about dating that's really fucking pissing me off.
Great.
I don't know why I got so impassioned just then.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that pissed off. But I did tweet something recently, and a couple of accounts have posted it, and I'm like, well, it was like an old proverb says, like, better to have to postpone your wedding during a national during an international pandemic than to never get engaged at all. And then I'm getting a lot of comments being like, not true, wrong, not true, like from all these brides. And I always love having a conversation, like if I'm like talking about being lonely or something to someone.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, relationships are really hard too. So, and I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe that's true, but you have that option of getting out of the relationship or not. So I don't want to fucking hear any bullshit about how your life is harder than me because you're in a relationship. Okay?
It's so dumb.
I mean, unless there's like, you know, some kind of mind game abuse happening, then you can talk to me about it. But if
then also leave. But you are saving on rent, and I already know that. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just like, enough is enough. Why are we
enough?
Do you know how many goddamn weddings I've been in?
Ugh.
11. Do you know how much money is? And then where's the ROI? Okay, that's a business term, meaning return on investment. Where is the ROI for big fat Chris? Okay? I'm not getting any of that money back. I'm just spending it on bachelorette parties and showers and wedding gifts and tuxedos and you fucking name it. And then I say, well, now I don't have money to go on vacation. Enjoy your honeymoon that I helped pay for.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. Insane. I don't even know what to say. And the thing is, I know my standards are dipping. This always happens to me. Slowly but surely, I just start dipping into just, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm on Bumble and I never Bumble. I literally famously think I'm not hot enough for Bumble because I just don't do well on Bumble. It's
It's
not my app. Okay. It's not my app.
That's not true.
No, but I'm saying it. I'm not even saying it in a way that's like bad. I just like, I actually think Bumble is for very hot people who like maybe it's so overwhelming on other apps. Okay, so they have to put like a gate up, and I respect that for them, but literally I just, nothing happens on Bumble for me, but I am hoping to maybe meet with someone from Bumble.
See,
that's my hope.
That's how I feel about like all the dating apps. Well, it's true. People are always like, no, you must do well on dating apps. You must get so many guys sliding into your DMs. And I'm like, nah, but really? No, I don't at all. I get like very few matches, no messages on the gay dating apps. I think I'm just not an across the room kind of beauty.
I hear you. I grow on people myself. But what if you put some of your memes up? I think that would be fun. Or I don't know. Actually, don't
if
do that. I apologize. Then you've got to, I take it back. Pretend I didn't say that, okay? I don't, listen, first of all, I think that maybe, I don't know how it works. Okay, because let me tell you about, I'm not sure how it is on gay dating apps.
Did you almost say gay street?
I did. I almost blacked out. But on like OkCupid, like anyone can message you. So on OkCupid, you know, I feel really hot on OkCupid because like a bunch of people messaged me like, I would give a kidney to look into your eyes. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah, you would,
so sweet.
You piece of shit. Yeah, but it's like, I don't even think, so that is more, I go on just to like read my messages to be like, Jesse, look at you. Okay, this man would give a kidney. That's impressive. From this picture you have up from 3 years ago. He doesn't know that. Who cares? You're feeling great that day and you don't take pictures and that's just the way it is. But, you know, then on like Hinge, it's like, okay, sometimes you have to like match with them before they can message. And then it's like someone has to make the first move. It says your turn or their turn. And sometimes they skip it, but most of the time one of you has to has to do it. And Bumble is famously, you know, the lady's got to make the first move. Or I don't know how it would work for actually men then. Gay. So is there, can you gay Bumble?
Yeah, it's just you can message each other.
Oh.
I mean, I'm assuming. I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Wait, which ones are you on?
I have Tinder. I deleted Bumble because it was just taking up space.
Yeah.
I deleted Hinge because it was just taking up space. And then I have some of the gay dating apps.
Like Grindr.
Yeah. And Scruff, it's called. But they're both terrible.
Okay, I would love Scruff. Literally, sign me up for Scruff. Are you kidding?
Jesse, you wouldn't last a day in the world of Scruff.
No, no.
Do you know, I've had
people...
I just
like Scruff. A beard?
Well, that's, I think, how it started, but now it's like everyone. Yeah. But I've had people on these apps say, can I want to fuck you from behind while feeding you a donut. Things like, how much weight are you willing to gain? Like, literally,
what?
Like feeders, because I'm a fatty, so they think that I'm like doing it on purpose and that they want to like...
I would literally be so upset.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't be on these apps.
Unless I'm hungry one night and I'd be like, honestly, bring over whatever you've got and I will eat it.
No, I'm like, I want you to ride me while you eat like a dozen donuts. And I'm like, how about I just stay home and eat a dozen donuts?
And not let anyone see me. I'll be in the dark.
Cry.
Is that still hot? Because it is to me. There's a guy that I used to date that I've been like, we've been texting, and he has sort of jumped off the deep end in sort of like any sort of feelings of normalcy. And he now is like, he's like, I really want you to eat like Thai food as I eat you out. And I'm like, let me just.
What?
Which this is the thing that I don't understand. Okay. I love the idea of like him being like, you just. Like, I like the idea of swiping while he does it, even though I'm like, if you're doing a good job, shouldn't I be so distracted and into it? Like, don't you not want me to be able to fully like chew noodles and twirl it and eat chicken? Doesn't that mean that I'm like, are you even down there? Like, I'm like, that would, I want you to, what? I don't understand.
Maybe he like likes feeling like demeaned and
that's what he likes.
I get like a power play. Like I don't mind a guy.
I love a power play.
Calling me, like.
I'm a high powered executive. You know that.
Like if you call me a little slut, I'm like, okay. But.
Well.
There's a difference between that and me eating Thai food while you eat my pussy.
Thank you. There's a very big difference. And I'm one of those people that when I eat, like, I like to look at each bite. I like to sort of, like, design my palate.
Yeah.
And so I can't be doing both things. I really can't be.
I couldn't eat Thai food within 24 hours of having sex.
No! First of all, I'm eating a carb during that time because I'm also going to have to look at my body during that. And that's going to be hard for me just with, like, body image issues. So
the smell, you know, the grease?
I'm eating carbs literally as I'm probably looking at my rolls. And that's just hard for me to literally stomach.
Yeah, I do not like that.
I don't like that. And like when he says it, I'm like, uh-huh. But I'm like, I don't think that I want you to not. What does that mean even? Like, yeah. I don't get where this fantasy came from. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure there's some skeletons in that closet.
Oh, for sure. But I just think that men out there, if your lady is able to multitask as you're going down on her, I think we all need to refocus up. Okay? I don't want to be able to do that. Can you imagine giving a guy a blowjob and he's like crunching numbers? No.
Can I imagine it? Yeah, and it's awful.
I'm saying like that. I don't want you to be able to think about literally anything else. And we've all gotten the pat where it's like, hey, good job, Tiger, but it's not happening tonight. And you're like, okay, I tried. I did my best. And that doesn't feel good. But what I'm saying is like to multitask is truly, that's offensive.
That is offensive. Let's move on from this world.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I took a dip. It is time for...
The middle child of the week.
Hey, Chris, we got an amazing nomination I'd like to read to you from Lydia.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, I would like to submit the three, yes, you heard it, three Tres Amigas, Middle Children in My Family, for the Middle Child of the Week for the pod. I am the youngest, and most of the people in my family are middle children. Can you believe it? Including the three middles and my dad. And let me tell you, they are all powerhouses in their own way. Let's start with my brother, William. He is the oldest middle boy and the only boy. Okay, I'm in love with him already. Never have I met anyone so funny and witty. Wait, is he single? He's the creative in the family and loves to write. I'm dead. Growing up, I thought he was the absolute coolest and didn't show my teeth when I smiled because he didn't. You know what? I love that.
Listen, Brian, what's his name? William? Brian.
William.
William, that's my middle name, and it can be my last name too, okay?
Hello, love. He's the type of person that slides into the background of every rowdy group, obsessed, but everyone loves him because he's so kind and comes up with the funniest things. He deserves some recognition. I think you'd both love him because he is, dare we say, a little nebbish?
Who is this and man?
A super stellar person. Okay, so literally, I think we're both going to have a fight right now over William because, like, what I can see...
What is his orientation?
Yeah, what is he... Because if he's into men, he's going to literally pass out with how hot Chris is. And if he's into women, he will die with my absolute charm and charisma.
And if he's bisexual, it'll ruin both of our lives.
If he's bisexual, literally don't tell us because we'll ruin the friendship.
We'll have to end the podcast.
We'll have to end the podcast because William literally sounds amazing and hot. And I can't handle a man who slides into the background of every rowdy group is literally my type.
I've said that 1,000 times about my type.
Yeah.
You have famously,
know what? I love a man who doesn't show teeth. Are you kidding?
Probably because he's self-conscious and I love that.
Oh, I love that. I'm upset. I love that. You know what my favorite thing to hear on a date is? When a guy is like, I used to be chubby as a kid. I'm literally like,
see, whenever I hear that, I'm like, were you? Let me see a picture. I want to see their definition of it. Because I'm like, you know what's harder than being chubby as a kid? Being chubby your entire life.
Okay, well, I find it endearing. Okay, here we go. Now there's the middlest middle, which first of all, girl, love ya, is in my family is my sister Jana. She was always the most outgoing and definite wild child in the family, but always stood up for me growing up with my other siblings and my parents. I always was so jealous of her because she is so friendly and makes everyone feel at ease around her. I look up to her today because she is the absolute best mom and the biggest cheerleader for everyone around her. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Jana.
Jana, that's so sweet.
Jana, first of all, if you got a mom named Jana, girl, we're making banana bread. Okay. That's what we're doing. You know
Jana,
what I'm saying?
I am honored to marry your brother, Jana.
Absolutely. And I also love a sister, and maybe this is a middle child thing, who stands up to anyone who messes with your sibling. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Mm. That's a Jana that I love. So Jana, girl, we're going to go on tour. And if you think we don't need security, you're crazy. Okay?
Bring William.
We need you. Bring William. Well, William will be there. William will literally
be in the green room with one of us.
And if you think I won't be eating Thai food as he eats me out, you're crazy.
William, I'll let you eat the Thai food. Okay, honey? That's what you get with me.
Look at that. That's good for you. Last but not least is my sister, Ava, who is the youngest of the middles. She had the most middle experience growing up after often feeling left out or forgotten by everyone else. Oh, girl, Ava, we hear you. But guess what? She turned her adversity into being the world's best nurse. Oh my God. And will graduate with her nurse practitioner's degree in May. She is one of the smartest people I know, always succeeding in everything academic. And just like our two favorite hosts, she is very musically talented, both in voice and on piano. Being next to me in age, we were the closest growing up, and I always wanted to dress alike so I could be just like her, much to her disgust. Well, you know, it's hard to dress alike. alike. It's hard to dress alike. She is such a boss in life, and I still look up to her in all my middles. Oh my God. And then bonus middle is Padre.
How many fucking kids are in this family?
No, the dad, her father, but okay. He's a middle. Okay, so my dad, he's the exact middle of five boys. And let me tell you, he lives his life like he is the oldest. Yes! The dream, right? He is the actual smartest person I know and was very successful in his career and education. He loves to give back and is generous with his time. Is your father single? And loves to help other people. He doesn't give a crap about what anyone thinks of him. What's that like? Am I right? Girl, you're right. And is the person you want to call to get things done. He's the type of person to catch you when you fall, and then pep you up into picking yourself up and making the most of it. Being around so many middles in my life, currently in a 3.5-year relationship with one, I can't. She can't stay away from middles.
This girl has a fetish.
Obsessed. Has made me who I am today. And I love this podcast because it celebrates all of the people I love the most in the world. Love you both. You make me laugh the hardest each and every week.
Who is this? What's her name?
This is Lydia.
Lydia, you sound like a middle yourself, honey.
Yes. Honorary middle girl.
I mean, that is just, imagine, those are such nice things she said about so many people.
I'm crying. I'm just even trying to picture if my siblings had to say something nice about me, what exactly they would say.
Oh, same. Listen.
Like, I feel like there'd be a lot of pauses.
Mine would be like one text. It would fit in a tweet. 140 characters or less.
Yeah.
I really just want to reiterate.
Yes.
William. I slide into my DMs.
Okay.
Or call me.
Okay. I want to just say that your dad, it sounds like a hero. I'm obsessed with him. And I literally think that if he, you know, wants to even sort of like bounce ideas off of each other, sort of like even get something going about like, oh my God, maybe we garden, maybe we do some yard work together. That's how I'm feeling. That's how much I love your father. Okay. Ava, I obviously am obsessed with. I think like if she's a singer, I think we could do like a quartet. That's three. A trio. I think we trio with our Jana. I'm obsessed with Jana. Is security on tour. There is no questioning. And William is, you know, if he does.
William is your friend's boyfriend.
William is maybe going to be one of our boyfriends. And I'm excited because I think that's great. What's going to happen is we're definitely going to get a message that's like, oh my God, William's happily married. I'm so sorry you thought that.
That is 150% like, what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And I'm excited for William because like I want William to nebbishly be in a like a loving, kind relationship. And I don't want William to be intimidated that like two people are literally fighting over him, his description from his sister on, you know,
wife, you know, his wife is like a hot blonde.
Just like the nicest hot blonde. Yes. He was on Bumble and like, that's what they met on Bumble. Okay. That's okay. Yes. They're the Bumble.
So
we know
good
that.
For you, William. You big, strong man. Fuck off.
Oh, glad it worked out, William. Really happy for you.
Hurt me like everybody else.
Just step on my heart on your way out the door. What a family. Obsessed.
Let's go to the fucking holidays.
Let's fucking go.
Okay, guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Do you want to start or should I?
What kind of story are you feeling today? Like, what is our genre?
What are you feeling?
It's very hard to say. Did we do a musical last week?
We did the week before.
So no?
Last week we did a horror film.
Was that the Patreon though?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the Patreon, which if you guys are not subscribed to, we did a horror film.
Sometimes it's crazy. I'll never forget the Patreon episode with the Bald Eagles. That was one of my favorites ever.
It's that so was really good.
It's so funny, that one. Okay, so sorry. So the question was, we did do it last week, so maybe we do.
I think let's just start and see where let's we start. Go.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, because I'm feeling like.
Okay, you start.
I own a bakery.
Yes.
Okay. I own a bakery in Paris.
Yes.
I own a bakery in Paris.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Claire.
Oui, oui.
So I own a, how you say, bakery in Paris. Yes. And okay, so I own a bakery in Paris, okay? And I love my job. It's what I've always wanted to do, but times are tough, okay?
No.
Times are tough. I've had to let go of almost all of my employees because...
Oh, no.
I know. Well, it's because, again... times are tough.
Of course. Oh, of course.
And I'm like, I just don't want to lose what I've worked so hard for.
No, you can't.
And as I am opening up shop, so it's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh my God, bakery. You open so early.
Yeah,
of
you
course.
Have to open up early. And I also don't really know the French language. I'm just not fitting in. This was always my dream, was to move to Paris.
Of course.
I am tired. I'm stressed out. I miss everything. I miss my family. I'm lonely. Okay. I think maybe we actually opened with me in my apartment looking at my phone. I don't have any messages. Okay. I'm feeling very lonely.
Oh no.
And
that's not a good way to open.
No, it's not. It's not a good way to open. But I get to the bakery and there's a little boy.
What?
He's like 3.
And there's a 3-year-old in the bakery.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he can't find his mom.
Oh, no. So why is he out so late? I mean, that's psychotic.
He's American and
never mind. Say no more.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, do I have to take this kid under my wing? I call the police. They don't know what to do.
And
they're like, we'll take him. And I'm like, to the house? To the jail?
To where? Yeah.
And the little boy starts crying and saying, I don't want to go to jail. And I'm like,
of course.
And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, come with me.
Yeah. Okay. Good idea.
You can hang out at the bakery.
That's nice of you.
So we're having a good time. All right. So we watch like a montage of me baking. He's learning things, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And I'm like, where is your parents? And just like that, this guy walks in the door.
Shut up.
And Jesse, he has got to be...
Stop.
Let me think. Maybe 6... I want to say like 6 foot... 6 foot 2.
Oh my God.
He's like 6 foot 2, 6 foot 3.
Stop it.
And he says... He looks at the little boy and he's like, oh my God. Michael, there you are. And I was like... oh yeah, I found your... son.
I think I found your son.
I found your son. And he's like, no, no, that's my nephew.
Oh my God, your nephew. I don't know about you, but whenever I've had any sort of family member missing, before I go to the police, I'm like, let me grab a scone. You know what I mean? Because you have a big day ahead and it's so important to sort of fuel up. So it's smart that he went to get breakfast and then coincidentally did run into his uncle. Like, I think that's his uncle is, you know, making choices in order to fight the big fight.
Yeah, well, his uncle was looking for him actively.
Actively looking at a bakery because he knows maybe Michael likes bakery.
He did. He knew that Michael liked sweets, which is the conversation we have. And I'm like, okay, so what's wrong?
What's wrong here? Yeah.
What's going on? Where's his mom? Where's your wife? I say. Yeah, and he's like,
I
wife. No, no, that's my... that's my, I don't have a wife because I'm gay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm like, I
perfect
love that
segue.
About you.
Perfect segue,
like,
yes.
So where's this kid's mom? And he's like, honestly, she died. And I'm like,
what?
She died? And he's like, she died like 6 months ago. And they used to come to this bakery together and, you know. And I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, yeah, so I've actually been raising him. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Oh my God.
And then he's like, I honestly feel a little bit upset. I was supposed to set up my brother, who's also staying here. He's wants to head back because he hasn't met anybody. He's having a hard time. He's struggling as well. And he wants to start a business. he wants to get into advertising. That's and so hot. We end up chatting. And I'm like, I actually have a friend who would be great. She's a high-powered executive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she's into advertising, but she currently has a boyfriend that we all hate. I'm like, but let me, and then you walk in the door.
Yeah, here I come.
You walk in the door, and I'm like, this is actually her. This is Priscilla. And he's like, oh, Priscilla, queen of the desert. And I'm like, he's definitely gay. Thank you.
He's definitely gay. Yeah. What's his name?
Tom. Yeah.
I love that.
And he, for a living, makes puzzles.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a puzzle maker.
And then he says, well, I don't think my brother can stay in Paris because he's not a citizen unless we find someone to marry him. And I'm like, well, meet my friend Priscilla.
Yeah.
You know? And so he meets you and he's like, she is exactly his type. And I'm like, call him, get him down here. And you come in, you're telling me all your relationship problems. He doesn't respect you. He's lazy. He doesn't have a job. He's only 6 foot tall. You like a little bit taller.
Oh my God. It's like he's getting shorter is what I say. As he gets more unattractive to me, he simply shrinks.
He shrinks. And so, so then you're like, well, thanks for the croissants that I give to the homeless. And so then you walk out and he walks in and you guys bump into each other and there's a moment of and then
tension. Yeah,
you take over.
Okay. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see you there. And he's like, oh my God, hi, I'm sorry, I was running down here because my brother really wanted me to meet somebody. So, and I'm like, oh, that's exciting. Who are you? That's how they say you meet someone is when somebody tells you to come meet them. And so, you know, we have a moment. I say, I'm sorry, that's so rude of me. I'm Priscilla. And he says, oh, hi, I'm William, which coincidentally is his
you bitch. And then I pull a weapon out from under my bakery counter.
And so I say, William, that's a really nice name. That's sort of like the name of sort of an oldest middle that's Nevish that I'm into. And so, you know, and Chris, I don't even know if I told you that he's like a solid 6'2", 6'3".
He's what?
Yeah, it's 6'2", 6'3", area where my neck is, you know, it's we're doing this. I always look thin to him, which is huge for me. I love that. You know, it makes me feel good. So he's like, I am late. I'm like, oh my God, meet her, whoever she is, like lucky ducky. And then you're like, Priscilla, shut up. It's you. And I'm like, me? And you're like, yes, we all hate Brian. And he's like, who's Brian? And I'm like, okay, that was aggressive. Brian is the guy I'm dating. And there's tension from William. He's like, oh, I'm like, it's, you know, and that doesn't mean we can't be friends, because like that's what hot girls say. And like we love that for hot girls. And like in this particular version, I am the most confident of myself. And so I am a hot girl.
And I'm like, William, you want to get into advertising, right?
Ugh, great segue.
I bring it up so that you guys can.
And then I'm like, oh my God, you're into advertising. I single-handedly made pistachios a thing again. And he's like, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, you know how pistachios used to be just like a nut that anyone would talk about like once every 4 months, like randomly when there was a shell. But then all of a sudden pistachios became like almost associated with the color green. And, you know, in every supermarket you could possibly find, that was me.
And then the little boy is like, I'm allergic to nuts. And I'm like, shh, this isn't about you.
Yeah. It's like, Michael, literally zip it. And don't run away at 4 a.m. That's psychotic on many levels.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have time for that bullshit anymore.
I don't have time for that bullshit. So I say, I'm really great.
at advertising. If you're interested, I'd love to show you around my office even. And if you want, we could have a brainstorming sesh, which is something I do with people to see if our brains mesh. And I have a theory, which is if your brains mesh, so could your bodies. So, and that's a little secret that I tell. So I go, okay, we'll do that tomorrow. Should we all get dinner or something tonight? And you're like, that's such a good idea. So we all get dinner, including Michael, who is the child. But you know what? Michael does a great job of sort of being like the buffer. So whenever any of us sort of like don't know what to talk about, Michael's like, and we're like, Michael. And so it just helps keep things moving.
Yeah. And I'm like, Michael, they don't have chicken tenders. Find something else.
Yeah. So I'm going to be Tom and you're going to be you. And we'll do sort of like our dinner conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So how did you start your bakery? I'm just so fascinated.
Oh, I was always very into baking. And then I worked really hard when I was in my 20s and I saved up. And then I moved to New York City, where I was going to open a bakery. I got hit by a city bus and then I sued the city and I got enough money to fly to Paris and open my bakery here.
Oh my God, that's wonderful. You turned a tragedy into a triumph.
Yes, thank you.
That's so really yeah.
What did you say you did?
I am a puzzle maker, as you'll recall.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And so what I do is I find images, I find sort of art, and I decide how the pieces will be cut and how many pieces. And then I test out the puzzles to make sure that it can be 5 and up or 12 or up. You know, there's all different levels. And so based on how long it takes me to do it, so that I create puzzles. I've always been told that, you know, everyone's looking for their puzzle piece, if you will.
That's actually something that I also have said that.
You said that? Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not very good with puzzles. I have ADD, so.
I don't believe that.
Oh, that's because I'm on Adderall right now. But yes, I love a good puzzle. Do you have any, by the way?
Yeah. Oh my God. I can give you so many puzzles.
No. Do you have any?
Adderall?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I was kidding. Sorry. I get really nervous on dates.
Oh my gosh. Don't be nervous.
It's just.
I should be nervous. I'm with this big time baker.
Well, I don't know that I'm that big time. I'm still trying. I actually tried to get on the Great British Baking Show, but they said, you're not British. And I said, well, I'm in France. And they say, that's not British. So right. I do have a lawsuit actually open with BBC about the discrimination there.
Wow. That's really impressive.
So you're raising Michael?
So, yeah. My sister passed, and so I'm raising Michael as my own.
How did she pass?
She was also hit by a city bus, if you can believe it.
Oh, really? You're kidding me. I didn't realize how lucky I got.
Yeah, she did not bounce back.
Oof.
It was tragic. It really was. This might sound crazy, but do you want to test out my newest puzzle?
Here?
Now? Or yeah.
You mean like back at you?
At my place. Yeah, back at my place. William can watch Michael.
Okay.
Unless I'm going too fast. I would never want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Wait, did you mean something else by puzzle?
No, I just meant if going to my apartment makes you nervous, then we don't have to go there.
Oh, no, I've gone to strangers' apartments for much less.
Perfect.
Okay, so now it's the date between you and William.
That's right.
And I'm William.
Okay. So anyhow, then I said, what if we took the shell off? And that's how Pistachio became shellless.
Wow, you really love your work.
I love it. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm into it.
Hmm? Yep. Well, I actually am currently fun employed. Well, I'm trying, but you know, I came to Paris because my brother suddenly became a father.
Right.
So I came to help him out, but I might have to leave because, you know, it's whatever. I had big dreams of being an advertising executive.
Right.
I actually designed the first ever Starbucks logo. It was stolen from me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay. I have a very easygoing mentality.
That's a good quality.
Wow. Sorry. You're so thin. I didn't think you would eat all that pasta.
Oh, well, I'm one of those thin girls that eats a ton of carbs and sort of never gains weight.
Oh my God. That's how my ex-wife was.
Oh, I didn't know you had been married.
Oh, well, I'm 30, 32. Who hasn't been married by now?
Oh my goodness.
I'm joking. Okay. I don't have an ex-wife.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is getting kind of... I get really nervous on dates.
Oh my gosh. Are you nervous?
Well, it's just when I'm with really pretty girls. You're also not contributing a lot to the conversation.
I'm worried that's how I am really on dates. I watch a lot of it. And you know what?
You watch a lot of what? You watch a conversation with yourself?
I watch a lot of the date. Like, I sort of just watch it. Like, I observe it.
I wonder what's been going wrong.
You never just get tired during a date where you're... I just hate... You know when a date flows and you don't have to think about what the next thing is, but when it's not flowing, then you're like, okay, I guess I'll ask about like where his parents used to vacation next or something.
Where do my parents vacation?
Sure. That was sort of a hypothetical, but absolutely. Where do your parents vacation?
Mine? Oh, I grew up very poor. So they didn't.
Oh, you didn't vacation.
No. Did yours?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
As, you know, my character, which is a girl who's thin, who can eat all that she wants and sort of is just like hot. I also had very wealthy parents that took me wherever I wanted. So.
Okay. Are you vibing with this or am I wasting my time and money?
What?
You just don't seem very interested in me. And you're talking
what?
About, you're making fun of me being poor.
I didn't make fun of you being poor. You asked me if my parents vacationed.
Yeah. And then you said, well, I went everywhere because I'm thin. I like pasta and I have rich parents. It just okay, kind of. Could we start? let's start. Can I take you out maybe where my brother isn't also on a date and my nephew isn't here watching us?
That sounds good. And if it's okay with you...
Wait, I just remembered something.
Okay.
Didn't you say you had a boyfriend?
I have someone I'm dating.
So, what is this?
We're just getting to know each other, and I'm going to help you get into advertising.
Oh my God. I thought this was a date. I was so nervous. Pass the fucking bread.
And then my boyfriend walks in.
Oh my God.
Whose name is famously Brian. And he's like, what the
I want to be Brian. Sorry.
Okay, you be Brian.
What the fuck is this?
Brian.
What is this? I'm waiting at home for my fucking nachos.
Okay, I did tell you to order yourself food tonight. I wasn't going to bring it home. And then also, you don't read my texts?
I don't read your texts. I was watching something on my phone. I couldn't do both at the same time.
Okay, well, it would help us communicate better, I think, if you actually read
the text. God, burnt fucking spinning record, right, boys?
Brian, I'm in the middle of a business meeting, so why don't you go home?
This doesn't look like business. Who are these two Fruit Loops?
Okay, so Brian, we talked about this and sort of referring to people as food is something we weren't going to do moving forward. Do you have something in your throat you need to clear? Why don't you head home, okay? And then I will come when I'm ready, okay?
If you're not home in an hour, I'm going to make a scene.
You've already made a scene.
Well, you haven't seen anything yet, bitch.
What?
Sorry, that was too far. I'll go home.
Yeah, why don't you go home? And then I just like, I look at you and you're like, Priscilla, what the fuck are you doing? And I look at myself and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing?
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, how did we get here?
How did we get here? And I want you to know that Priscilla, which is a character I am playing for this particular movie, is the person that on Instagram is messaging you being like, yeah, but it's not always great in relationships. When it's like, Priscilla, then get out, girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I can't. It seems as though I am trapped and stuck and can't stand up on my own two feet. And William's like, do you want my support? And I say, fuck no. I'm a high-powered goddamn executive. If I can't break up with this tweeb, then I've got nothing. And I didn't take pistachio from zero to fucking pistachio. So what I need you to do, William, is pick me up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Look sharp because it's a fucking date. I'll be single by then. And I walk out of that restaurant and I stomp my ass home and I come home and somebody is knee deep in nachos and it's Brian. And I'm like, Brian?
What?
Pack your bags. We're done.
What? Why are you doing this to me?
Because you don't respect me and I deserve better. So get out of my fucking house and you can take the nachos.
What am I supposed to do for money?
Honestly, leave the nachos. I always like to eat when I get home. So I don't know. Figure it out.
You just got home from a restaurant.
I know. I am a thin person that eats a lot of carbs. Okay?
Fine. I've been powered over by you because you're a high-powered executive. So I'll accept my fate and I'll leave.
Thank you. And then I slam the door and I lock it and I just do a fucking happy dance all the way up my marble staircase.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your marble staircase. Okay. So then that's when I call you and I tell you that I'm afraid that I'm going to lose Tom because if William gets deported, he's going to have to go as well.
Oh, no.
And you're like, well, there's got to be something we can do. And I'm like, I am in love with this man. We have really gotten, we're in love. It's a Hallmark movie, okay? Deal with it.
Yeah.
We're okay. In love. We could get married. It's not going to solve anything. We need to find love for his brother. And so I say, you need to do this for me.
Wow.
And you say, well, what if I don't have feelings for him? And I'm like, what's love got to do with it?
So
what's
true.
What's love got to do? Got to do
got
with
to
him.
Do with it.
And then we and then we see a split screen and he's having the same conversation with his brother and he's like, I don't know that I like her. She was kind of rude.
Oy.
But he comes and he picks you up at 7:30 and he looks amazing.
Oh my God. So dapper.
Okay, and so then you guys go out to a very fancy restaurant like Olive Garden or something.
Yes, yes.
And
Olive Garden, absolutely.
He tells you how intimidated he is by you because you're such a high-powered executive.
Which obviously turns me on.
Which obviously turns you on. And then you guys have a couple of cocktails. He kisses you.
Whoa.
Okay. And in this moment, we cut to fireworks. It's like nothing you've ever experienced before.
I've never seen fireworks.
And he says, I wanted to kiss you because I think this is my last night in France. I have to go back tomorrow.
Well, that's interesting.
And you say, what? And
yeah, what?
And he's like, well, I told you if I didn't find, like, I have to. And so you guys have an amazing, beautiful date. Okay, it goes on. We watch you walking. You're by the Eiffel Tower. You're chatting. You're kissing. It's clearly a vibe going on. He says goodbye at the end of the night. You're very upset. He's kind of upset. Oh. You walk away. You turn back. He's still walking. He turns back. You're still walking. It's a whole thing.
I hate those moments.
And then the next day, he's packing up. He's looking so depressed. And you are flying through the city. You got to get to him.
I knew it.
We're running. You're running. You're running. You're running.
I'm running.
You get to the downstairs of his apartment. Picture Hitch, the film with Will Smith and Eva Mendes.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. We get downstairs where he's loading up his car. He goes, I'm going to run upstairs and get another box. You get to the bottom of the stairs. I am there. And you say, I know this is crazy. And I say, not crazy at all. And I pull a wedding dress on a hanger out of my box. And I say, I knew this was going to happen. And I got ordained. And you say, oh my God, this is so crazy. And he comes back downstairs and he's like, what are you doing here? And you're like, I'll do it. I'll marry you so you can stay in this country. And he's like, I don't want you to have to do that. And you're like, I'm not saying we're going to be actually married, but I'll do this so you can stay. And he says, I don't know how to thank you for this. And you say,
wow,
invest in pistachios. And then you guys have a laugh. And you get a quick little married. I'm like, well, I guess we should unpack these boxes, huh?
Yeah.
And then you say, you're welcome. Don't think like in a year from now, we're going to have kids or some bullshit like that. Okay.
Right.
We all laugh. We cut to commercial. We come back from commercial. It says 1 year later. And Jesse.
Oh my God.
You have twins.
Of course I do.
You have twins. There's pistachio. We see that the pistachio money.
Yeah.
Has really come in.
Take it off. Yeah.
Why don't you bring it home?
Yeah. Pistachio famously's color is green and so is money. So it is raining money and pistachios. We open and it's like 4 a.m. in the bakery and Michael's in there and you're like, Michael, are you for real? And then behind Michael are my two twins who are sitting in the bakery and we're like, we need security in this bakery. It's like kind of insane that our children just like come here. And then behind my twins is another little poodle. And that is your puppy. Because famously, you're in the middle of an adoption for twins.
I'm adopting a puppy?
No, you already have a puppy. You're in the middle of an adoption for twins.
So now I have a stepson, a puppy. I'm trying to run a bakery. I have a husband and I have twins.
Is that too much?
I can handle it. I'm a superwoman, man.
That's what I figure. So, because Michael wants a sibling.
Well, he's not my kid, so.
Okay, and that's the attitude. So, you know, we start baking together and laughing, and I'm talking about pistachios because some of your, you know, croissants are pistachio flavored. And I look because there's a bunch of people in there and I said, when did William leave? And then William is famously just like in the back and he's like, you always can't see me. And I disappear in the back of big groups. And I'm like, William, that's why I fucking love you. And
I say, Jesse, I think we need to, I mean, Priscilla, we need to talk about how I think maybe your husband's gay.
And that, what is it called? What is the movie called?
Baguette of Love.
Pistachio?
Baguette it. Like, forget it.
I love it. Baguette it.
Wow. I would love to go to Paris.
I would love to go to Paris, and I kind of feel like I might even need to.
Oh, okay. Ready? Let's go into our final segment. It's time for... Okay, guys, today, I don't know this person's name because it says S7SSE, so we're going to call them Seven.
I love that.
Five stars. Hilarity, it says. I am not a middle myself. I'm the youngest with enough time between me and my two other siblings to be an only, which is probably the most obnoxious of all the birth orders. But I die for Jesse and Chris. No matter where I am or what I'm doing while listening, I am always LOLing. The Hallmark movie of the week transports me to another time and place, courtesy of Jesse and Chris's quick wit and creativity. It's like watching a movie in my brain. I just can't get enough. This is a must listen.
Bless you, Seven. Bless you. 7 out of 7 for you, girl.
I mean, 7 out of 7 for you, Seven. We live for you. We love you.
We live.
Seven is the type of person who is very self-aware.
Yes.
Okay? Because they know that their birth order is obnoxious.
They know.
And they're proud of it. They're not ashamed of it. They say, listen, this is the cards I was dealt.
Right.
And, you know, and they love a good improv. They're similar, yes, to similar to William in the way that they love that.
Oh my God. Very similar to William, who we all love. But Seven also is the type of gal who, when she sees a cat, she says, get in my lap. You know, she is just sort of a very warm-hearted, loving, cuddly person. And you know what? That's, I've always wanted that in my life and around me. And that's rare for an only. But you know what? She had animals growing up, and we're all thankful for that.
And we're all thankful for that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, guys, speaking of things we're thankful for, we're thankful for you. Okay?
Yes.
All of you. So some housekeeping. Make sure that you're following us. I can't even speak. Listen to me. drunk during the day. I'm just kidding. I'm not. But I think somebody in my house is baking cookies. I can smell it.
Shut up. Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
Or the house is on fire.
Okay. That I wouldn't be jealous of.
Okay. So follow us on Instagram at Middle Children Podcast. Follow us at Facebook at Stuck in the Middle. And of course, get tickets to our live show. You can get the link in Stuck in the Middle group on Facebook. It's going to be so much fun. September 2nd. Just imagine our stories, but with visuals, honey.
Guys, you got to see the vis. You got to see the visuals, okay?
But other than that, oh, and of course, if you need more, go to patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yes, because we are giving you, sir, Vane, you content constantly.
And until then, live life like an older.
Love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.